Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Here's a frightening statistic for you. 1 in 5 women will be raped at some point during their lifetime. Look at all the women around you today. A full 20% of them have been or will be raped. And the National Sexual Violence Resource Center says that only includes reported rapes. The actual number is likely much higher. Absolutely frightening. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we want to make sure you're aware of what's happening right here in our community, because no matter what we would like to believe, it's no different here. My guest this morning is Barbara Neese-May. Barbara is Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. The center serves victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And Barbara, whether we like to talk about such matters in polite company or not, sexual assault is rampant just like everywhere else, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right here in Washtenaw County, we do have many instances of sexual assault. What exacerbates it is that we've come to learn through research that basically college women are at the greatest risk. And we have 5 institutions of higher learning right here in our county. And therefore, we believe that not only do we have the normal, like you were just talking about, there is the added layer of the college women.
Once a sexual assault occurs, and it is going to occur, tell me about the fear associated with reporting it to a law enforcement agency.
So many survivors of sexual assault are very anxious about reporting to law enforcement. And I want to be clear that we recognize that not only women experience sexual assault, men do as well. And when it comes down to reporting it to law enforcement, there are a couple of barriers. To begin with, they are so fearful they won't be believed. Sometimes they can't even believe that it happened to them. And then to go and tell a very intimate crime to a law enforcement agency, especially if they feel like it was their fault. Sometimes people are in situations where sexual assault happens and they have the woulda, shoulda, couldas. If I hadn't gone out, if I hadn't trusted this person, if I had just watched my drink.
Let's be very clear, it's not your fault.
It is never their fault. And so they may start having the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and then they start to worry about, well, what if I'm wrong? What if I don't have this right? Or I can't remember anything. That's often the case as well. Or if they know the person and they know the person's family and they're worried about that. There are so many barriers to being afraid to tell and not being believed.
Well, here in Washtenaw County, Safe House Center is now working with law enforcement agencies to buy into and better practice the idea of start by believing. What exactly is that?
Oh, we're so excited to be part of the Start by Believing campaign, which can be found at startbelieving.org. Not only is Safe House Center participating with the universities, we're participating with every single law enforcement agency in the county, department heads of the county administration. The Washtenaw County Commissioners has declared it as a Start Believing County, and the hospitals. The Start by Believing campaign says exactly that. As a community, we can start by believing survivors of sexual assault. What we're saying is that you, when you have a friend or a family member come to you, start by believing and offer them resources or let them know about Safe House or that law enforcement will start by believing. Beyond that, it is our social supports and our community saying, we care, we are going to start by believing. Law enforcement are going through training on how to be a start by believing trauma-informed.
Has that been one of the issues, that it comes off as lack of compassion? And you and I both know police officers. It would certainly not be the intent. But has that been a lack of training and education on the part of law enforcement agencies to make sure their officers know how to respond to such a sensitive situation?
I think so. All the law enforcement officers I know in this community really care about supporting survivors. However, we're taught to doubt. We're taught to not believe survivors of sexual assault. There is, unfortunately, a belief that survivors are getting something out of it if they report it. In fact, they are not. People worry about false reporting. In fact, studies show that false reporting for sexual assault is the same as or lower than any other crime.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Barbara Neese-May. Barbara is Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. The center serves victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, and April happens to be National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And Barbara, the Start by Believing campaign has real potential to make a difference in the lives of the 20% of all women who will be raped. But that's all in service of those who have already been victimized. As a nation, certainly here in Washtenaw County, you can see a far more serious approach to dealing with assaults on campuses, across the community. It's now part of the national dialogue, too. But what of prevention? Can't we do a better job at the front end?
Yes, we can. Prevention starts in many different ways. To begin with, we can be talking about healthy relationships because the vast majority of sexual assaults happen by someone somebody knows and sometimes in an acquaintance and dating relationship. So that is another place to start. Something else that we take very seriously is that assailants don't just rape once. And that's part of this start by believing. If we believe a survivor and she can tell her story, he's held accountable and therefore not able to assault again.
So where are our opportunities to enhance and improve messaging so that when young men come of age, they don't adopt a predatory stature, they don't make the mistake of misinterpreting actual consent, and that they actually come to serve as ambassadors for a no-tolerance approach to violence against women?
We believe that if they learn more about healthy relationships and that if they do push having sex or if they are not respecting consent, that's an important piece of this is consent. It is our expectation that they will understand that they will be held accountable and maybe won't even perpetrate the behavior.
Should this be part of formal school curriculum?
Yes and no. I mean, the tough part is that when it comes to bringing this kind of thing into the schools, people need to be trained. And I know my friends who are teachers are already very much overworked. I challenge the notion of just schools. What about churches? We have youth groups. Why can't we be teaching about healthy relationships in the context of the church or civic groups or in athletic teams? There are lots of opportunities to be sending this message throughout the community. And so I would caution on only restricting it to schools. I think it can go throughout the community and in our homes.
David Fair alongside the executive director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. Barbara Neesmay is our guest as we mark Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I'm going to take it a little personal here, if you don't mind. Full disclosure, I have a daughter who was sexually assaulted. I'm sure there are parents everywhere asking themselves the same question I ask myself. Could I have prevented this?
We all go to that question. The survivor goes there. People who love the survivor go there. And the only way we can prevent sexual assault is to prevent rapists from raping. There are several initiatives that are starting to head in that direction, such as Start by Believing, by saying we're going to believe the survivor so that the assailant can be held accountable. The tough part is that we're constantly coaching girls on what it is that they should do to change their behavior so they shouldn't be sexually assaulted. We need to shift the focus to potential assailants.
Once it's happened, you can't change it. What's your best advice to a family who's trying to negotiate its way through something that is among the most difficult things to talk about you can imagine?
My first recommendation is to reach out to Safe House. We have a friends and family support group for survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence that people have found to be enormously helpful. If group isn't your thing, you can call our helpline to find out how to talk to somebody or just to get support for yourself. Beyond that, to understand that the court system takes a very long time to get to determinations, and there are advocates at Safe House that can walk you through that as well.
Start by Believing is going to be an important initiative moving forward here in Washtenaw County and around the country, but it's just the start, isn't it?
It is absolutely just the start. I'm excited that this is happening, to have this many partners come together so quickly around something that has been a taboo subject is enormously heartening. However, we recognize that this is the start. We need to have everyday actions to have a culture of accountability and believing survivors before we're going to see many changes. We have seen 30% increase of survivors coming to Safe House, sexual assault survivors coming to Safe House for support, and we don't see this abating anytime soon, and we need every single one of those partners to help us support survivors as they walk this path of justice and healing.
Thank you so much for your time, and as always, thank you for the information. Much appreciated.
Thank you, David.
That is Barbara Neesmay. Barbara is Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. You can learn more about the Start by Believing campaign and Safe House Center and access all the resources available by going to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.